Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel, columnist for the Sun Sentinel, covers the Miami Dolphins. You can read his work on the Sun Sentinel app or in the Sun Sentinel. You can hear him Sunday mornings on this radio station on Game Day Uncensored with Solana and Brendan Tobin and a cast of thousands. Chris Perkins is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. So, Perk, I know it's Friday. We've had a lot of time to marinate over last Sunday, the Browns game. But after that game on Sunday, did you think if you were joining us on Friday the 24th, Mike McDaniel was still going to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins?
No, I didn't. I mean, 31-6, and it was just a butt kicking. You know, it's been funny that Steve Ross has been so patient with Mike McDaniel, but I think that they're at a point where they need to hear a different voice, the players, I mean. And I'll say this, though. This team has a great mental outlook. Their mindset, their mentality is outstanding. They're able to shake off losses, and they care. They give a damn. I know what people are thinking. Well, it's because they don't care. They actually care, and I've always said this about this team. They have a good fighting spirit. They're not going to quit. They're not going to give up. Their big problem is they're just not very good. But their mindset and their mentality is very good. Having said that, though, I do think it's time for McDaniel to go and Tua also. I think it's time to start looking at backup quarterbacks and see what you have there.
Listen to this theory for me, because I thought about this. Last time, Stephen Ross.
All right.
I'm okay.
He gets all choked up. He gets all choked up talking about the Dolphins. That's his team, Perk.
That's my McDaniel. Last time Stephen Ross fired somebody was Brian Flores. He lost a first-round draft pick. He got fined $1 million. He got suspended 6 games. Bruce Beal lost $500,000, got suspended for the entire season. He's just gun-shy on firing people now, because the last time when he was flirting with Sean Payton and Tom Brady, like, everything went wrong. He's just let it play out, do the normal off-season firing. That's my theory.
No, what I've heard, Shannon, is this. It's two things. Number one, Steve Ross really likes the peace and harmony and unity of this building under Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. He doesn't have Don Aponte and Mike Tannenbaum and Dennis Hickey and Jeff Ireland all chirping in his ear. It's one voice. That voice comes from Chris Greer. Everybody in that building is unified. And the other thing is, he doesn't want to keep cycling through head coaches every 3 and 4 years. He thought that he had a guy here that was going to last for 5, 6, 7 years, whatever. He's giving it every single chance that he can to work. But again, to me, I think it's time to make the change, both from the standpoint of you're glad you have this unity, it's gotten you a 500 coach because McDaniel is 29-29. And then also, you know, it's nice that you want continuity, but you only get continuity through success. You don't get continuity through somebody who is inadequate. And I think that's what he's hoping for, Steve Ross in this case, is continuity through someone who's inadequate. It's not going to happen.
He wanted peace and unity. He should have bought the Montessori and not the Miami Dolphins. What?
or at least a bottle of Jack Daniels or something, right?
But there is something to be said for having an organization and everyone's happy. It was obviously very adversarial when Brian Flores was there, and and he didn't want that. But at some point, like, okay, does peace and unity triumph over success? And that's a weird choice to make, no?
Yeah, it is. It's just not working. And again, you know, I like Mike. I respect Mike McDaniel, I'm talking about, but he's 500. He's 29-29 in the regular season, 29-31 when you include the two playoff losses. And when you base that upon talent and expectations, right? When you have Teron Armstead and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey and Calais Campbell and Javon Holland and all these guys, Christian Wilkins and Rob Hunt, you can't be 500. You can't enter this season 4-16 against playoff teams. You can't be 1-7 against Buffalo and on a 7-game losing streak. Those things just don't add up. You've put too much time and resource and money into this product to be a 500 team right now. It's time to make a change.
Perk, can you sell me, or do you believe there's a way for you to try to sell all of us on Tua righting the ship here? And I'm not saying that he's going to right the ship in terms of put the Dolphins in playoff positioning. That's obviously far gone already. But I'm talking about this Sunday in Atlanta. It's in a dome, right? It's in the best-case scenario for Tua to go out there and play. But I'm kind of the opinion, like, mentally he – I don't know if it's not he's not in it anymore, but I just think mentally, like, this season has been so taxing on him, and physically he's so limited, he's just not the same guy currently that we saw have a career year in 2023.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
No, I'm with you, Solana. And look, anything can happen on any given Sunday, but I'm with you. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. Of, you know, at the end of last season, Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel going public with, you know, Tua has got to do better at staying healthy. He's got to make better decisions. He can't run. He's got to get down and slide. He can't hold on to the ball. He's got to throw it out of bounds. Then he had some unfortunate slips of the tongue at the podium this year about going home with the kids and watching video games and players not showing up to player-led meetings. You lose Tyreek Hill. You lose James Daniels. You lose Austin Jackson. You get pounded in Indianapolis. You're coming off back-to-back three interception games. You had the late game interceptions against New England and against Buffalo. I'm with you, Solano. I think Tua is beaten down to a point that it's not irreparable. It's not irreversible, but he's really down right now. And Tyreek Hill ain't walking through that door. That's another thing that works against Tua. So I do think that while it's strange that Tua is good physically, because that's not usually the case, I do think mentally he needs kind of a break. Again, they could win on Sunday, but you don't have Waller, you don't have Tyreek, you don't have Austin Jackson, you don't have James Daniels, and you're coming off back-to-back three-interception games, Solana. It's tough. I can't sell you on he can do it. I can just say anything can happen on any given Sunday, but I picked Falcons 28-17.
I started the show asking Crowder and Solana, do you guys see any way that the Dolphins are going to go to Atlanta and win? How are they going to stop Bijan Robinson? We've seen what running backs have done to them week after week. How will they stop him?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, because every team has rushed for over 100 yards against them, and there hasn't always been a 100-yard rushing running back, but every team has rushed for over 100. I expect the same thing is going to happen here. I would think, as illogical as this sounds, that they'd have to outscore Atlanta. And, you know, when you're looking at Drake London and Bijan Robinson and the Dolphins' run defense and a possible huge mismatch in time of possession, it's the odds are way, way, way against the Dolphins here. But, you know, maybe you get some turnovers. Maybe Michael Penix Jr. just plays a really bad game and the Dolphins catch fire, or maybe there's a key injury for Atlanta or anything like that. Anything can happen, but, Hawk, I'm just not seeing it right now.
Neither.
And Perk, earlier in the week, McDaniel said something about, like, everything's on the table. We know there's no roster changes because, you know, we're watching the guys practice. He said something about run-pass ratio and maybe changing up the offense. I don't know. What could they change? Because you know the definition of insanity. They have to change something. They're sitting at 1-6.
Yeah, and Shannon, it's a three-legged table. That's the problem. They need to put another leg on that table. That's what they need to do. There's not a whole lot of changes they can make, right? Like, there's nobody you can replace on the offensive line because the backups are worse than the starters. Devon Achane is not going to be replaced. They did talk about Jalen Wright perhaps being the number two running back ahead of Ollie Gordon, but that's deck chairs on the Titanic. You know, on defense, you have very few options. You know, maybe Storm Duck could start at one of the corners ahead of Jack Jones or Rasul Douglas. Maybe Jason Marshall Jr. can come in and play some nickel. He's been out with the hamstring, you know, and that can free up Minka Fitzpatrick to not have to play the nickel. But aside from that, I mean, your backups just don't offer you a whole lot of options. It's not like there's a you know, third or fourth round draft pick that's been pushing for playing time and has showed you stuff in practice. I mean, again, backup quarterback. Maybe Quinn Ewers actually does surpass Zach Wilson forever, you know, and stays the number two. But they're just so limited in the changes that they can make to the starting lineup that I know that Mike wants to talk tough and pretend like they're – and I shouldn't say pretend. They are scrutinizing every position and every decision, but the answers pretty much come up to you've got to keep the starters in there because the starters are the guys who at this point give you the best chance to win.
We got to wrap things up, Perk, but you mentioned the Quinn Ewers, Zach Wilson stuff. That's another disaster, too.
Oh,
like, now
disaster.
they've got some narrative working about who the better backup is, which is the dumbest thing to be talking about with this team. Like, where that seems to be just a ridiculous coaching maneuver that didn't have to be made because no one was clamoring for anything, and now it's another stupid thing we have to talk about.
It is the most ridiculous storyline of the season that you told them last week on Saturday at the team hotel. And then we asked McDaniel today and he said he still hasn't made a decision on who's going to be the backup quarterback.
Oh.
The explanation of Quinn Ewers gives us a better chance to beat Cleveland than Zach Wilson is just like, what? what the hell are you talking about? Like, what does that even mean?
Right?
Like, I can't believe the stage that we're at with this team. I mean, the backup quarterback is now a thing. I mean, and it's of the guy who was a direct calculated target. That was the quote they used.
Bizarre.
Zach Wilson, a direct calculated target, and then kind of an afterthought seventh-round draft pick. And the afterthought seventh-round draft pick has overtaken your direct calculated target, the $6 million man. It's just this season has just taken so many bizarre turns.
Bizarre, man. Could you imagine going to a restaurant with Mike McDaniel and him trying to figure out what he wants to order off the menu? Dude can't make a decision. I don't know. I definitely want the steak, but I'm stuck on the sides. Well, like, you got the steak. Like, who cares about the sides? Like,
next thing you know, he's eating in the bathroom.
He's babbling to himself, eating in the bathroom. Chris Perkins, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Make sure you download the Sun Sentinel app, follow Perk on Twitter, and listen to him Sunday morning, Game Day Uncensored, right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Thank you, Perk.
All right, fellas, we'll talk later.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.